Talk Live is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231 as we kick off Hour 3 of the Live Saturday Edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about VeggieTales. You know what VeggieTales is? It is a video series. And I know, the only reason I know about it is because I used to work in retail in the late 90s in the electronics department of the big Kmart, as a matter of fact, which I don't even know. Does Kmart exist anymore? Apparently they've been converting them to what they call Sears Essentials stores, at least up here in New Hampshire. So maybe it's slowly going away, but everybody remembers Kmart at this point. Anyway, in my days of doing that electronics department, there was quite a few VeggieTales tapes that were sold to various different parents, and obviously, as I was restocking them, I was curious, well, what's so popular about this VeggieTales thing? And, as it turns out, VeggieTales is popular because it is a religious cartoon. It's computer-generated graphics, vegetables with eyes on them, I guess they talk to one another, and they're fairly popular. So what's going on with VeggieTales, Mark?
Well, according to the AP, God references squashed, VeggieTales creator steamed. Bob the Tomato and
Larry... That's a great headline.
Yeah, I love that. Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber always had a moral message in their long-running VeggieTales series, a collection of animated home videos for children that encourage moral behavior based on Christian principles. Now that the vegetable stars have hit network television, they cannot speak as freely as they once did, and that's got the Parents Television Council steamed. The conservative media...
These guys.
Yes. Now, these are the same people that are responsible for reporting, I don't know, the boob slip as far as Janet Jackson goes. All the complaints that are made to the FCC, 99%. And I'm not kidding when I say 99%.
Nope.
That's the statistic. 99% come from the Parents Television Council.
Bad news. These people do not like free speech.
Let's see. The conservative media watchdog group issued a statement Wednesday blasting NBC, which airs VeggieTales, for editing out some of the references to God from the children's animated show. What struck me and continues to strike me is the inanity of ripping the heart and soul out of a successful product and not thinking that there will be consequences to it. Well, I mean, were they thinking that when they reported on NYPD Blue? People wanted to see that, right?
Yeah.
They apparently wanted to see these old guys' butts on NYPD Blue, because that's what they were showing. And the Parents Television Council complained about that. Apparently Americans wanted to see Janet Jackson's boob because it was shown, right?
Yeah, actually, they found out from, I guess, the TiVos that Americans have, because somehow TiVo can somehow know this, I don't know, but... they found out that people kept rewinding and replaying Janet Jackson's boob. Not only did they want to see it, but they wanted to see it again and again and again and again and again and again.
So, you know, it's a double standard. We want on television what we want, and we will use force. We will use the FCC. We will limit what other people want to watch, but we will see what we want to see. They want to see more references to Jesus in these VeggieTales shows right on national television. And NBC, for whatever reason, NBC doesn't want to do it because they want to keep it more mainstream. I'm not sure what the reason is, but they don't want to do it. And the Parents Television Council wants to make them do it.
Wait, where's the double standard at? I'm a little confused.
The double standard is that they want what they want on TV.
Right.
And I want what I want on TV.
I see. I don't know if that's really a double standard.
But the double standard is that they believe that they can tell other people what they can watch,
yes,
but other people can't
tell them
what they can watch.
I see.
It's we are gods of the television. We are the American
Parents Television Council,
and we can tell you what you can see on TV, and if you tell us what we can see, we will have a big old problem with it.
Well, what I want to know is, and maybe this article will broach the subject, but I would like to know what the producers of VeggieTales have to say about this, because it seems to me that they were willing to make the deal to allow NBC to take a little creative editing to the show in order to get it exposed to a more widespread audience. Because until NBC picked it up, it was a direct-to-video thing, and that was it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they were airing on, like, the 700 Club channel or whatever, but beyond that, There's no mainstream audience that was tuning into this stuff.
There are Christian cartoons out there on some of the Christian networks, and you can see how well they're viewed.
But it seems clear to me that the producers of VeggieTales were willing to allow these changes in order to get their message out to the masses.
A positive, upbeat message.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago, NBC began airing 30-minute episodes of VeggieTales on Saturday mornings. The show was edited to comply with the network's broadcast standards, and said the spokeswoman, our goal is to reach as broad an audience as possible with these positive messages while being careful not to advocate any one religious point of view. VeggieTales creator Phil Vischer, who is also responsible for reading episodes for network broadcast he's the one who did it, said he didn't know until just weeks before the show to begin airing that non-historical references to God and the Bible would have to be removed. So apparently he didn't know. That's what he's claiming. Had he known how much he would have to change the show, according to Bob and Larry's tagline, remember, kids, God made you special, and he loves you very much, but he concludes each episode, Vischer said that he would not have signed on for the network deal. I would have declined, partly because I know a lot of fans would feel like it was a sellout or it was done for money, he said, adding that there weren't enough shows that could work well without those religious references. All programs set to air on NBC must meet the network's broadcast standards, said Alan Wurzel, a broadcast standards executive. VeggieTales was treated the same as any other program. There's a fine line of universally
accepted religious... So the guy didn't do his research.
Apparently, why didn't his lawyer look over this?
I'm finding it hard to believe that his lawyer didn't look over it. I do, too. It almost seems to me like, yeah, he did do it for money, so he could get more money. There's nothing wrong with that.
When I signed my contract to be on this show, this crappy little radio show,
hey.
I signed a contract to be on here, I had a lawyer look it over. Are you telling me this guy didn't have a lawyer look it over? That he somehow got sideswiped?
You would think that if you're concerned about the content of your show, and you saw something in the agreement about your show may be edited due to NBC's broadcast standards, you might have said, hey, point of information, what are your broadcast standards? Maybe you could outline those for me. Maybe I would like to know these things before you put my production on your television network. It seems hard to believe, hard to fathom, that they would have just let that slide and not paid any attention to it, which is what he's claiming. I think it's okay. Why don't you come out and admit, hey, Christians, NBC's paying me several hundred thousand dollars in order to air my VeggieTales. Sure, it's going to be slightly edited, but the good news is I'm getting several hundred thousand dollars out of this, and I can create more VeggieTales from here on out. And more people will come to know what VeggieTales is, and they might decide, maybe I want to go and get a video, DVD of this particular show, in which case then they'll come across the unedited versions of the show. I mean, there's no bad thing that can happen, at least as far as VeggieTales is concerned, by getting on NBC. It's more exposure for him, but he's being cowardly here, I think. This is just my interpretation, and you can give us your interpretation at 800-259-9231. But it seems to me like he's being a bit of a coward here, saying that, oh, I didn't know they were going to do this. I'm outraged. I would never have agreed to this.
Well, he's not outraged, though. He says he understands the network's position. VeggieTales is religious, NBC is not, and I want to focus people more on, isn't it cool that Bob and Larry are on television?
Oh, so he is? How is he spinning this?
He's spinning this as though,
If I'd known better, I wouldn't have done this.
But it's still a very good thing.
Very interesting.
So, of course, the Parents Television Council wants to make it so that NBC has to air them in their entirety or not.
And how are they going to do that, exactly?
I don't know.
Try to use boycott?
The muscle with the FCC, threaten the crap out of NBC.
But they're not doing anything that's... the FCC is not going to get involved in this one.
They shouldn't.
They can't. There's no broadcasting. There's no broadcast content that's falling under FCC purview. FCC doesn't get to tell NBC and CBS what they can and can't edit out of a show.
Well, NBC expects to continue with the VeggieTales. It's committed to a positive message and universal values of the show.
It's also committed to a contract at this point, too. And it's obvious that they're committed to a contract because this guy's not pulling out for anything. He's making his money. They're going to make their money, and most people are going to be happy except for the PTC. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 22, 2006. Gold opened at $589.70 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $621.81. Again, that's $621.81 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, the war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover their tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken financial institutions. Midas is offering the hard-hitting report by Greg McCoach, covering the 7 reasons for gold to move higher, calling for $1,000 an ounce, exposing the debt structure, central bank buying, the China effect, and much more. Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark is the live Saturday edition. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Where we've got updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll probably be getting an update tonight, as a matter of fact, at some point, because we're going to be adding two, count them two, new Shriners to the Shrine of Female Listeners. So you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we were just talking about this story about the Parents Television Council, and they're getting their panties in a bunch because VeggieTales, a Christian television show, it's actually produced direct-to-video, but apparently now it's going on television. I don't know. Was it Saturday mornings or prime time?
Saturday mornings.
So Saturday mornings, it's going to be on NBC, and you would think that Christians all over would be celebrating that one of these popular Christian video series has broken into mainstream. But no, the Parents Television Council is upset because NBC has taken a little bit of license as far as the editing is concerned. They have broadcast standards, and one of those standards is that they don't promote one religion over another, except the only way that God, for instance, or the Bible can be referenced is in a historical context, according to their broadcast standards. And so they've edited out a few references that they don't find appropriate for their channel, which is their prerogative.
It's their channel.
And it's a deal that they inked with the VeggieTales people. The VeggieTales people are claiming they didn't know anything about this.
We didn't know anything about it.
But we're going through with it anyway. And so they're questionable, but at least they're still going through with it. You would think the Christians would be crowing from the rooftops. Everybody, tune in! NBC, it's our Christian show on mainstream television. But no, they want it exactly the way they want it, or else.
And they're howling because it's not the way they want it to be. And what are they going to be doing when they pull it off the air because there's been too much trouble? They're going to howl when it gets taken off the air.
Mm.
Oh, no!
You hate Christians! I
want
to go to a Christian and find out what he thinks about all this. The Christian anarchist, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey.
Well, hi, guys. I actually didn't call about VeggieTales.
Oh, I know. You've got something you want to talk about. But since you're a Christian and we're talking VeggieTales, do you think the PTC is way overboard on this one? And shouldn't they just be happy that VeggieTales is on network television?
Well, I wouldn't be happy that it's on network television because I hate network television. But it's between the designers, the developers of the program and the network. It really isn't between anybody else, doesn't involve anybody else. They're the two people that are involved in the contract, and the two people involved in the contract need to work out their differences. It really has nothing to do with these other people.
And apparently they don't have any differences. It's just that these other, the PTC is out there throwing its weight around as it usually does. So, Gene, what was on your mind tonight, sir?
I wanted to shock your listeners.
I'm
going to tell them something that perhaps they've never heard before, and once they hear this, this might set some people, cause a little shock to their hearts.
All right.
Everybody to sit down. Sit down and take
a deep breath. We're ready, Gene.
George Bush is a liar. Oh, man.
What a revelation.
Well, what's he lying about today?
Well, not today, but I think it was last week when he gave his little speech on the air about the terrorists, of course. That's the only thing he ever talks about anymore is terrorists.
The Islamofascists.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting close to an election.
It's so much like a politician to take credit for something that they fought tooth and nail. And I heard him do this for two things on the air, and I can't remember what the second one was. But the first one was he said, I signed this bill to give people their due process rights, blah, blah, blah. Like it was his idea that he was going to sign this bill authorizing due process for these detainees. When he fought that thing tooth and nail, he did. Hollering, and the courts forced him into it. But because he's signing it now, he gets on the air and makes it sound like it's all his idea.
Amazing.
These politicians, they just make me so sick.
They do.
And it's the old saying, you know, you just can't shoot them. You know, they won't let you shoot them, so...
Yeah. Unfortunately not. Yeah, what are you going to do?
But there is that movie about him getting shot.
Oh, George Bush? Yeah, they were very upset about that, apparently.
Yeah, I'd like to see that movie. I mean, I'm not trying to tell anybody they should go out and shoot the president, but, I mean, the movie, you should be able to make a movie about whatever you want to.
You'd think.
And if you want to make a movie about an assassination attempt on the president, you should be able to do so.
Well, I think it was a great idea. I mean, you know that they were aware it was going to cause a stir. And it got them a whole lot more publicity than it ever would have otherwise.
Right, if they would have made a movie about just
the president baking cookies.
A random president as opposed to George Bush, if they would have just had a guy representing the president getting shot,
yeah,
that wouldn't have been nearly as exciting. But since it was George Bush and they were able to do such amazing things with computer graphics and just make it so realistic that he was assassinated,
people were upset.
Yep.
Actually, computer graphics and all that. I would like to see this movie. Is, you know, if it's going to be showing anywhere nearby?
I doubt anybody's going to be showing this thing in at least on television. It was made for TV, I think, in the United Kingdom, right? I think it's showing in the UK and Canada.
Yeah, I heard it was in Toronto Film Festival.
I think I heard that the clip was available online. I don't know if the entire movie is available, but I think the clip of the assassination is available online if you were to Google around for it, or maybe post on the BBS. Maybe one of our BBSers will dig up a torrent for you or something, Gene.
What's the title of the movie again?
I have no idea. All the publicity. We actually never talked about it, really, on Free Talk Live, so I have
I'm making another trip to China in about 2 weeks, and when I get there, I'm going to look for that movie as a bootleg. I'm sure it's available.
There you go, man. Let us know how it goes, Gene. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. And actually, it's been a little while since we'd heard from Gene. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, it has.
800-259-9231, and hope he has a safe trip to China. Hey, speaking of busybody Christian groups shoving their morality down other people's throats, well, here's another one for you. Cincinnati, according to XBiz News, Phil Barres, the leader of the conservative Citizens for Community Values group. And if you look at their logo, it's got three figures in blue with their hands raised, and there's a heart above their hands. It's just sort of emanating heart-loving goodness. It's the Citizens for Community Values. They are loving goodness. Well, guess what they want to do?
Yeah, they want to jam some rule or another down our throats.
They want to press state legislators to pass a bill in Ohio that would make possession of pornography by convicted sex offenders a parole violation.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Barres, whose group launched
a terrible idea.
It's a dangerous
what
idea.
What a stupid, stupid idea.
Barres, whose group launched a mainstream media blitz in USA Today to boycott hotels that carry in-room adult entertainment this August. Remember that? We reported on that.
Right.
Jerk. Said the link between porn and sex crimes was clear, although he confessed he couldn't necessarily offer proof.
Right, there is no proof, but it's clear.
Barres said, quote, "The connection between the use of pornography and sex crimes, especially where it involves children, is obvious, though the other side always wants to us to prove the correlation.
They're always wanting to confuse it with facts.
Sex offenders would be prohibited by law from possessing hardcore obscene pornography. They cannot possess it or buy it any way, shape, or form." We'll explore this a little more coming up here, 800-259-9231, and we'll tell you why this really is a bad idea. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Your show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, you'll see over 1,500 of our listeners have taken the time to add themselves to the map via map.freetalklive.com. It's simple and it's free, and you can add yourself, including a picture and even a phrase to go along with your entry. Or you can just scroll around and see who else is listening to the show and where they're at. Not exactly where they live, though you really could get that precise with your little marker if you wanted to. But just generally, what you do is you put in your zip code, and then it just sort of throws you into your zip code. There's no actual showing your house, so you don't have to
get it close.
Yeah, you don't have to be worried about people coming to get you. Map.freetalklive.com. So talking about these fools known as the Citizens for Community Values, and Phil Barres is in charge of this group. They want to have the state of Ohio pass a law, and I'm sure they'd love it if it happened in every other state. They want the state of Ohio to pass a law that would prohibit sex offenders from possessing so-called hardcore obscene pornography. And, of course, I don't know if Phil Barres, the head of the Citizens for Community Values, has really outlined what he considers hardcore or obscene, but I'd guess that he'd be probably objecting to any sex offender even having a Playboy, let alone a videotape or something like that, or DVD.
Well, he's calling
it
hardcore, and I think that I don't know precisely what the definition of that is, but I think that that means penetration.
Typically, that's what it means. But I'm shocked that he's actually making that specification here.
I think he just wants to use it for the purpose
shock value.
Of shock value, yeah.
Barres says he hopes to convince his home state of Ohio to pass the law during the fall legislative session, which he believes will inspire other states to follow suit. Len Dio, executive counsel of the New Jersey Family Policy Council, said he would lobby for similar legislation in his state. Dio said, quote,
I think that anything that can be done to enhance the protection of the public when it comes to sex offenders is definitely a good step to take. We would be very interested. Now, why is it that this is going to do anything but protect the public, Mark?
Well, it's only going to cause sex offenders become frustrated, more frustrated sexually, and then quite possibly want to act on that. I mean, if what they're trying to do is protect children, it seems like it's going to be antithetical to that. To me, if somehow a sex offender can relieve his anxieties, I'm not saying all of them could, but suppose some of them could by looking at pornography. Suppose you save one child's life by allowing sex offenders to look at pornography. I mean, is that going to be... I don't understand why they want to go out and do this. It seems so crazy to me.
Yeah, it really is crazy. And if you look at there's different types of sex offenders, of course, and that is a whole other aspect
of this.
Absolutely. I mean, are we going to make it so every sex offender can't look at porn, in which case people that have been convicted for exposing themselves in public in that they had to go pee behind a tree somewhere, say you're out at a community event, like a county fair or something like that.
The golf course.
The golf course, and there's nowhere around for you to go to the bathroom, so you step behind a tree, let loose, and somebody spots you, the cops come, you're arrested for indecent exposure, and slapped with a sex offense. And it's bad enough that you are a sex offender, and that's obscene as it is, because you haven't really done anything to offend on another individual, you've just relieved yourself. That's bad enough, the fact that you have to tell the government where you live and do all the stupid things that sex offenders have to do by law. Now you're going to tell me that because I peed behind a tree somewhere, I can't look at pornography? You're going to tell me that you're going to arrest me if you catch me with porn? And how is it that they want to enforce this anyway?
Yeah.
Are we going to come to sex offenders' houses on a periodic basis, on a random basis, and barge in and look around to find out if they've got themselves the latest barely legal DVD? I mean, really?
It seems like it's going to be very difficult to check this.
That would be the only way to do it, right? Randomly pull the sex offender over to make sure he doesn't have the latest copy of Penthouse sitting on the seat next to him?
Tear apart
his car?
I mean, they would have to set up the police cars with computers to know what license plates belong to sex offenders and then be able to pull them. I don't know.
When you punch up a plate, it'll say if the person's a sex offender.
I guess it would. I don't know.
Right. So, if you're in support of this, and I'd be shocked if anybody listening at this moment is, but if you are, 800-259-9231, surely there's some sort of prude out there listening that thinks this is a good idea. And I agree with you, Mark. If these guys need an outlet for their sex needy, their needs, I guess, right? I mean, they're sex offenders. And now I'm talking about the ones that have actually done something.
Right.
Rapists, child molesters, these guys. They don't, these individuals don't generate their sexual desires based on the existence of pornography.
No.
These are individuals who have...
That's to say that I'm heterosexual because I'm looking at heterosexual pornography.
And you're not.
Well, I am heterosexual.
Oh, okay.
But, thank you very much. But I'm heterosexual, but not because I look at heterosexual pornography.
So that's who you are.
I look at heterosexual pornography because I'm heterosexual.
Yes. And the same thing with the sicko child molesting freaks. They aren't molesting children because there's porn out there with young people in it or barely legal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're molesting kids because they're sick. And as one of our emailers pointed out before, these sick freaks will get their jollies off of a Sears catalog as much as they would any porn. It's the kids that are a turn on for them, not necessarily nudity or sex. And so to say that we're going
and
to make this...
child pornography is already outlawed, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's taken care of. We took care of that already.
Right.
Thanks.
And now we're going to make it so you can't have a Penthouse magazine if you're a sex offender. You want to talk about getting these guys all pent up and frustrated and make them want to go out and sex offend again? Make them do what it is, whatever it is that they did to get themselves a sex offense in the first place?
Right.
Go ahead. Take away all of their possible outlets. Why don't we ban them from strip clubs while we're at it? Let's ban them from any possible... If a woman starts taking off her clothes around them, even if it's not in a strip club, they should have to run out of the room screaming.
Well, you know, the only way we're going to know if they do these things is if we brand them right on their forehead. Big sex offender brand right on the right in the middle of their forehead. And then we'll know who these guys are, and we can enforce these laws. Because this is a completely unenforceable law. How are you going to enforce whether sex offenders can get pornography? I don't know about you, but it's my understanding that the vast majority of pornography is delivered these days
via
the Internet. How are you going to stop them?
Well, even if it wasn't via the Internet, what about store clerks? What about convenience store clerks where they usually have the rack of adult magazines behind the counter, sort of thing? You have to ask, I want to get that issue of whatever. What about them? Are we going to make it so they have to start checking to find out if their clients are sex offenders?
Do we have to check the store clerks now, too, to make sure that they're not sex offenders? Because they're going to be working in vicinity.
That's a good point. It's just insane. I mean, the direction this path is leading is insanity. And these groups are out there pushing for this. Stop it.
It is ridiculous.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's see. Let's go on to, I guess, a little more of a serious issue. Well, not to say that's not serious, but
serious.
International deaths involved in this issue. According to the AP, the death toll is now 9/11. Now the death toll is 9/11 times 2. U.S. military deaths from Iraq and Afghanistan now match those of the most devastating terrorist attack in America's history, the trigger for what allegedly came next. Add casualties from chasing terrorists elsewhere in the world, and the total has passed the September 11th figure. The latest milestone for a country at war comes without commemoration. It may also well come without the precision of knowing who is the 2,973rd man or woman of arms who dies to die in conflict in Afghanistan and Iraq, or just when it happens. The terrorist attacks killed 2,973 victims in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. Now, for the first time, war that was started to answer death has resulted in at least as much death for the country that was first attacked, quite apart from the higher numbers of enemy and civilians killed. So, leaving aside all of the innocent Iraqi people that have been destroyed and killed and displaced by this war, our own boys and girls have now, we've now equaled the amount of military members.
We went ahead and thrown away another life for every life that was lost.
Exactly right. How insane. How many more lives are you willing to throw away before you realize that this has been a waste of time and money? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see that everything on the site is totally free. Now, that's contrary to your typical talk show website, your
Absolutely.
Rush Limbaughs and your Sean Hannitys and
Glenn Becks
and all those guys. They want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month in order to get access to their archives and all the other, or the few other features they have on their websites. They really aren't that extensive from what I've seen. And we give it all away. So we give, see, it's a different business model. We give you the stuff, and then we say, hey, you like what you're getting here for free? Well, maybe you want to pony up on a voluntary basis. And as a matter of fact, over 280 of our listeners have done so. They've become Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. Totally up to them. In fact, $3 a month is all we're asking, which is half the price of what those other guys charge you in advance for. So we're just asking you to give us half the amount, $3 a month. And the point is, we take that money in and we don't distribute it amongst the show hosts. We take the money
in. That'd be great, though.
And we turn it right back around into promotion for Free Talk Live. So not only are you helping the show, but actually you are helping the show. You're not just sending us money, you're actually helping get the show on more radio stations, on more people's internet connections, and it's working. You can see what I mean. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about some of the perks that you get, like classic archives, amplifier-only phone lines, and more. In fact, speaking of the amplifier-only call-in lines, we're going to take a chance here, Mark, since we didn't have a chance to screen the calls, and we have to do the screening here on the amp lines. Who is this on the amplifier line?
Yeah, this is Wes from New Hampshire.
Wes, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, did you guys happen to catch the piece written by Ron Paul last weekend on published on Lou Rockwell?
Is this the immigration piece?
Yeah, immigration form for 2006.
Yes. I didn't read it, but I am aware of it.
He had a few choice quotes, if I could read them.
Sure.
He says, all the talk about fighting terror and making America safer is meaningless without border security. It makes no sense to seek terrorists abroad if our own front door is left unlocked. If we reward lawbreakers who enter this country illegally with citizenship, then any new laws Congress might pass likewise can be ignored. Immigration officials must track visa holders and deport individuals who overstay their visas or otherwise violate U.S. law.
He should be ashamed, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I understand where he's coming from. I do think that one of the things that we have to do in immigration reform is to stop our foreign adventurism and, you know, going to foreign countries and, you know, enforcing our wishes upon them.
Yeah, but he's calling for a police state in the meantime.
He is. He is.
Exactly, yeah. And he's all for the 700-mile border, by the way. I think he voted for that
one. He did.
You know what I think's really going on here, Wes, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I'm hoping that Ron Paul is actually a principled individual, but in this case, he's just being a weenie politician because he is in Texas, and he's probably concerned that if he comes out with a principled pro-liberty stance on the borders, that he's going to lose his office.
And it is election season, so politicians will be politicians, right?
So I don't know what his true beliefs are, but I'm disappointed in him because he's just not principled on this one.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed in Lou and having that published on his site, which is typically a free marketeer site, lourockle.com.
Yeah, it typically is.
The main issue here is freedom of association. Do people have the right to associate and trade their labor, just like other goods and services on the market?
Apparently Ron Paul doesn't think so.
Apparently not. And he passes it off with the... I did glance through this article, and at the end he's talking about how, well, we need a sovereign America, and borders are critical to sovereign America. You know, he's got that same sort of mindset on this issue, at least, as some of the more radical xenophobes out there do. Look, what we want is sovereign property. We want sovereign individuals to where I can control my property and allow or disallow whomever it is that I want or don't want on my property. And so, therefore, if the xenophobes out there wanted to protect their own property, they should be free to. If you don't want to hire,
absolutely.
If you don't want to hire immigrants and you don't want them to cross through your land, then put up a fence and don't hire immigrants. But stop trying to prevent me from associating with who I want to. I think you make a great point,
Wes. That would be taking responsibility for the costs or internalizing them, as the Austrian economists say. But rather, what's happening today is externalizing of all these costs. And when you have immigration immigration laws prevent people from, like, Europe and other countries from coming here, and all these the papers and fees that they have to pay to get into the country. It's just wrong on both ends of the issue.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul has been a disappointment in a few different areas, and I think Jim Babka is going to be coming on from DownsizedDC.org. He's going to be on with us Monday night. And as I recall, when Jim Babka, DownsizedDC, was shopping around his brilliant Read the Bills Act, apparently Ron Paul wasn't interested in sponsoring it, which doesn't make a bit of sense.
Nope.
Sure doesn't, but he is a Congress critter, so we'll see.
Yep. Sad stuff.
For those folks who might be interested, Benjamin Powell of the Independent Institute has done some great work on the immigration issue, and he's been involved in some debates with supposedly classical liberals that are all for the free market but against immigration.
It's so simple. I mean, it's just a matter of freedom. If this is a free country, as it is purported to be, then people should be free to cross its borders, both directions.
Given the caveat that we stop foreign adventurism, we stop...
I think it's sad we have to add caveats, but yes, we stop welfare, stop foreign adventurism, and be a free country again. Yes.
Yeah.
Wes, any other thoughts for us?
Well, I just say that private property rights are the way to deal with this issue. And
totally. I agree. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So the numbers say that there are now an equal amount of U.S. soldiers who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan as there were citizens who died in the 9/11 attacks. It's a pretty sad point to be at. But it was inevitable that we reached this point because George Bush continues to be a warmonger and continues to spread violence around the world, and it's just going to come back to haunt us time and time again as more of our young people who could be doing productive things with their lives, who could be fixing cars, doing construction, who knows what, there's all kinds of different things out there they could be doing to actually produce and make something for the economy, but instead they're over dying in the dirt for nothing.
And I don't know about you, but I feel less safe today than I did on 9/11. I feel like we're going out there to Iraq and to the Middle East, different foreign lands, and we're creating terrorists. I may not be an expert in this field, but I think that a good way to create terrorists is to go out and kill people's family. And then they're going to have less to live for. They're going to be very upset with whomever they blame for it, America, for instance.
Well,
and they're going to want to harm that person, thing, entity that they feel caused them harm.
You may not be an expert, Mark, but that does make sense. And you apparently do agree with some of the experts. According to the New York Times, a stark assessment of terrorism trends by American intelligence agencies, the government itself now admitting they have found that the American invasion and occupation of Iraq has helped spawn a new generation of Islamic radicalism, and that the overall terrorist threat has grown since the September 11th attacks.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
The classified national intelligence estimate attributes a more direct role to the Iraq war in fueling radicalism than that presented either in the recent White House documents or in a report released Wednesday by the House Intelligence Committee, according to several officials in Washington involved in preparing the assessment, or who have read the final document. The intelligence estimate completed in April is the first formal appraisal of global terrorism by the United States intelligence agency since Iraq war began, and represents a consensus view of the 16 disparate spy services inside the government, titled Trends in Global Terrorism, Implications for the United States. It asserts that Islamic radicalism, rather than being in retreat, has metastasized and spread across the globe. The report goes on, but essentially, now the intelligence agencies in the United States are admitting that our actions in Iraq have spread terror and increased terror as opposed to attritioning it.
It doesn't...
And what's George Bush going to do?
Good sense.
What's Bush going to do when he comes across this information?
Well, he's probably
going to stop? Is he going to withdraw?
Troops.
He's going to send more. We got to crush the rebellion. We got to fight fire with fire.
If you're not for us, you're against us.
We got to go to the phones here. Robert in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Robert in Kentucky, listening on the radio. He is gone. That's a shame. I guess he was hanging on, and we didn't get notice of the call. And that makes me sad when that happens.
Well, it is. It's your show. You can call in about anything. And poor Robert, we didn't mean to.
Yeah, you know what, Robert? We're just about out of time for the live Saturday edition of the program, and I know you probably aren't listening during the week there in Bowling Green, but WKCT, our affiliate there. But if you tune in Saturday night, or you just want to call us on Monday night and continue the conversation, we'd be happy to take your call and talk about sex offenders or whatever it is that you wanted to. So, 800-259-9231. Just because you're not listening live doesn't mean you can't call in and talk about your issues.
True.
So there you go. The National Intelligence Bureau's here. In fact, all of the people that they quote for this article, and I'll post it on the bulletin board system, they're all anonymous.
Well, they're spies.
They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to admit who they are because I guess maybe they'll
lose their jobs.
Of, yeah, retaliation, retribution. We're done for tonight, Mark.
Yes, the Germans will get them.
We will be back Monday night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and have a great and safe weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.